This is As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the show where we bring you the stories behind the stories that matter in your life. We'll tell you something maybe you didn't know. Hear from the experts, authors, and others, and we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. But in every case, we call it As We See It. On today's show, you won't believe how much gunplay there's been in the Santa Barbara area since Friday's rampage. Our tech guy will dazzle you a little later in the program. And self-help guru Dr. Paul McKenna shows you how to trick your body into losing weight. Let's meet the friends. Jennifer Bjorklund is in the newsroom today.
Oh, Phil, business is hot at the Sriracha plant. It's here to stay. And I've got a way you can help show your support of the Hoi Fong Foods win.
He has his news game face on. Here's Jay Capitonia.
Phil, a high school is going to extreme measures to enforce their dress code. I've got details.
And he loves the backbreaking business of radio. Here's Chris Martin.
There is a new sports drink that could be hitting shelves near you, and you're not going to believe what it's made of.
I'm not?
No, you're not.
Okay.
Neither is anyone else.
I'll put my gullible hat on, and I'll believe it when you say it. Oh, man. Oh, we're talking Sriracha once again. And, of course, this is our story, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
We were all over this. We talked to the representative from Texas who brought his delegation out here and was real aggressive in trying to convince the Hoi Fong Foods people to move to Texas from Irwindale if they were going to keep getting the heat. And I think the city council over there said, hey, now, wait a minute, you're not going to steal our jobs and our tax base and all of that sort of thing. So they came too, didn't they?
They did. I wonder if Texas is feeling used, you know, used for leverage.
Maybe they'll send the bill a little later.
I don't know, but you know the city of Irwindale voted to drop that nuisance lawsuit against the Sriracha plant, so that's the good news. Hoi Fong Foods, though, makes more than just Sriracha. You know, they also make the best sambal ulek.
The what?
The what?
Yeah, see, exactly. So run out to your store, support your local chili plant, buy yourself a jar of the sambal ulek, a thing of Sriracha, and while you're in the Asian foods aisle, pick up a little fish sauce because you're going to need some of that too. And some rice vinegar and make sambal chicken. I put the recipe on your
on our Facebook page.
Yeah, on the Facebook page for Phil Hewlett and friends. And it is so good. It's my favorite summer grilling recipe.
Oh, I'm looking at it now. That looks delicious.
Sambal chicken. It's got a lot of sugar in it, but it's good.
And it's got some fish sauce in it.
It's got fish sauce, so you boil down the glaze after you put the chicken on the grill, and it gets all sticky and gooey and delicious, and it uses both the sriracha and the sambal ulek. It's real spicy.
Okay.
It'll clear your sinuses, but I'm telling you,
there's
more to sriracha sauce than just a condiment.
This isn't your cute animal story that you do every day, is it?
No, this is the rooster. No, this is the cooking story that I'll do maybe once a year.
Who's stealing flags from veterans' gravestones?
Oh, you heard about this. This was serious. There were families really concerned because someone was vandalizing the flags. And this being, you know, the big Memorial Day week and the veterans have the flags on the headstones. Well, a sheriff's deputy investigating reports of 31 missing and vandalized flags off of veterans' gravestones caught the culprit in the act. Just saw it happen.
Who was doing it?
Stalking. It was a groundhog.
Oh, so this is the animal story that you bring to the table today?
This is the one. Parents of an Army specialist buried in upstate New York called reporters earlier this week to raise everybody's hackles about the damaged flags. The deputy who actually did the recon says he wouldn't have believed it was a groundhog doing it if he hadn't watched the animal take the flags, break them in half with his front paws, and then pull them into his den.
Do they have opposable thumbs like a raccoon? I mean, how do they break them in half?
I don't know.
I have an idea of how he can get rid of them, though. What you do is you take a garden hose and you stick it down in the hole.
You know what?
All right, Caddyshack. Take it easy.
All right. When I graduated from college, I'm pretty sure I threw the old mortarboard in the air and almost everybody else in my liberal arts school.
The thing you wear on your head.
The cap. It's called a mortarboard.
Yeah, it's a mortarboard.
Right?
Everybody throws their, you know, everyone throws their caps in the air. And actually, I went to a graduation at all-boys Catholic school a couple years ago, and nobody did it because they were told they shouldn't. And I thought it was weird. You know, I kind of like that. At the end, everyone throws their hats in the air, and they scream, and it's all fun. Well, there's a Chicago school that told their high school students they better not do it. Don't throw the caps, or there will be consequences.
And what were the consequences?
Well, they weren't going to give them their diplomas. This is at a place called the Home of the Rebels.
Yeah.
Ridgewood High. No fast times there. At Ridgewood High School in Chicago. So the principal had said, the gym's decorated, people dress up, we expect dignified behavior. Also, it's an indoor event, and people have been hit by flying caps. We just as soon not have
somebody
graduates leaving with
put
cuts
their
and
eye
black
out.
Eyes. I know,
that's
right?
What I was told during my high school graduation. Don't throw it. You're going to put a child's eye out.
But did you throw it anyway?
No, because I didn't want. I wanted my diploma. See, I may be a rebel now, but back in high school, I was kind of a dork.
You wore your board shorts under your gown.
My mom dressed me. I had to wear slacks that day.
Jay,
I was that kid.
Your mom dressed you?
Yeah, you put that on, or you're not going. But mom,
did you get one of those spit hairdos too? Right before you went out the door,
She probably licked her thumb and then wiped a smudge of like Cocoa Krispies off my face.
Nice.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Yeah. See, I had my hat pinned to my hair, so I was worried it would mess up my hairdo if I. But I very discreetly pulled the hairpins out right before the end, and I threw my hat.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
The kids got to graduate after all, right?
They did, and they got their diplomas. They were the administration rethunk it.
Oh, good. All right. One more quick story out of you, and this is not the cute animal story.
This is a terrible one.
It's the dead animal story.
Yeah, 41 people in Philly are facing charges in what prosecutors are calling an elaborate insurance fraud scheme that used a dead deer to fake car accidents. $5 million scam. This guy was running out of an auto body shop because if you hit a deer rather than another car, it's a no-fault claim and insurance just pays it without raising your premiums. Investigators say the auto body guy had deer carcasses, blood, and fur in the back of his shop to use as props. 41 people.
So he dressed the cars to look like they hit a deer on the highway somewhere.
How much money did they scam out?
That's fantastic.
$5 million.
Wow. Dear.
Oh dear. Boy. Yeah. Yeah. The cars weren't damaged at all, but, they collected the money.
They made a few bucks. All right. So.
Oh, no,
that's
it's
terrible.
Bad.
That
I am
is terrible.
Done. Okay, so, Jay, in certain parts of the country, the community standards are different than from other communities.
Correct.
And in a lot of communities in Utah, they have some pretty strict standards when it comes to showing off the skin. And you have another school story for us.
Well, let's not forget that Utah is probably one of the most conservative states in the country. So let's start there. And it's high school yearbook time. High school yearbooks are going to be popping up on coffee tables all across the country. Well, one high school went to extreme measures to enforce their dress code. A lot of the female students were taking pictures with, like, spaghetti strap type shirts or a V-neck shirt.
Yeah.
Things like that. They get dressed up. It's their yearbook.
Sure.
They go to
Forever 21 and they drop a few bucks and they get something nice that they want to wear.
Right. They go by the Mac store and they do all the makeup and hairspray and whatever. It's just a total mess as far as I'm concerned. But the high school let them take the photos and basically whatever they wanted. So the photographer's there, smile, click, take the photos. When the photos came back, the school said too much skin and are now photoshopping more clothes on the female students.
Oh, no.
It's actually phenomenal. So,
is it good photoshopping or is it the bad kind?
If you can scroll through a few online out of multiple news websites right now, some of them look like they were done with a crayon. And I'm not kidding.
Are they all the girls wearing the same thing? Because that is grounds for real, real turmoil.
No.
No. They pick different outfits to photoshop on them?
No. They basically, if you're wearing a spaghetti strap shirt, they would take a swatch from the major part of the shirt and give you a full shoulder.
With a cap sleeve. Yeah.
Cap sleeves. And then if you have a V-neck shirt, they would take another swatch from the majority of your shirt and basically put it all the way up to your collarbone. No skin.
No tattoos.
No tattoos. They actually covered up a few tattoos in some of the photos that I came across. And, well, first off, women shouldn't be tattooing their chest to begin with, but let's just start there.
Okay.
But, so now
I may actually be with you on that, especially if they're in high school.
Exactly. You have to be 18 to be getting a tattoo. What are you doing, folks?
Yeah.
Well, let it reflect the record. If this girl has a tattoo on her chest and wants to show it, that says something about her, and you should be able to express yourself in your high school photo.
Ugh. All right. So, anyways, students are outraged about it. Parents are outraged about it.
It is a mess.
Exactly what Jen just said. My student should be able to dress how or he or she wants. oddly enough, none of the guys have anything photoshopped out or in any of their photos.
It's I would thought you were going to say, oddly enough, they live in Utah.
Yeah, well, once again, very conservative state.
The annual Scripps National Spelling Bee is coming to a conclusion today. A student from L.A. County has never won the bee. This morning, a 14-year-old from Torrance made it into the semifinals. We'll ask his principal how he did next. Plus, you will not believe what has happened in Isla Vista since Friday's shooting rampage. You'll hear it all right here on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends on KFWB News Talk 980.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Ports of Call Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Ports of Call Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsofcalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. All right, you are listening to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends here on KFWB News Talk 980. And we thank you for doing that. We're here every weekday afternoon at 2. We want to get a quick update on what's happening in the Santa Barbara area since Friday. I don't know if it's copycat, coincidence, or what, but tell you what, let's bring on KEYT TV reporter, the king of Santa Barbara, John Palminteri, to tell us about it. John, a kid in Isla Vista was playing with his gun. You go ahead, take it from there.
Tuesday afternoon, you know, just a few days after that horrible mass murder, the fatal situation left six students dead. So Tuesday afternoon, a student, a 21-year-old in his apartment, quote, accidentally, unquote, shoots off his Glock 17 9mm handgun, and it goes through the apartment wall and into the neighboring apartment, narrowly missing the occupants there. When the Sheriff's Department and Isla Vista Foot Patrol arrive on Pardall Road, which, by the way, is the same street where there was a victim for Friday night's massacre, they go into the apartment and find seven firearms and 1,000 rounds, repeating 1,000 rounds of ammunition.
1,000 rounds.
Including high-capacity assault rifle magazines. Are you kidding me? This was going on during the memorial attended by 20,000 people at nearby Harder Stadium. This bullet goes flying, quote, accidentally out of his Glock 17 9mm. And I'm not that familiar with handguns like Pete Demetrio would be, but anything that starts with Glock scares me.
Yeah. Well, a 9mm is basically your standard police firearm.
Right.
So there you go. It's what the cops are using.
But, yeah, so this is just absurd would even be a nice word.
And all right, another story, and it's just amazing. Something in nearby Goleta today?
You would maybe characterize it in the category of swatting, but I'm not sure you would because a celebrity wasn't involved. But there was someone who made a false call to an inside number at the Sheriff's Department saying that he was a man who just killed his wife and his children, was going to kill himself and burn down his house, and he gave an address, a legitimate address, in Goleta. Well, they swarmed the place with a number of sheriff's deputies, a SWAT team, the helicopter, even a drone. A quadcopter with a camera on it to try and investigate. The people at home, they called them and they said, we don't know what you're talking about. They came up and said, we still don't know what you're talking about. Apparently it was a prank call. And they still don't know who would do the prank. They seem to be middle-aged, average people in an average home. And they cleared up the whole street, including people who were handicapped. And it was all for naught. There was nothing that happened. It was all code for.
Well, I guess that's good. But just the same, I mean, what is going on with people?
Yeah, the resources still had to be deployed, and they came from communities like Isla Vista when they need extra protection.
Yeah, well, law enforcement must be stretched up there considering what's been going on.
Well, they are, and we want to thank the University of California. I don't know if they get thanked enough because their police department is first rate, you know, and they've sent units up here. Matter of fact, I'm here in Isla Vista now. We just saw four patrol cars from UCLA. They're helping out with the university.
Oh, wow.
On and off campus. You know, Isla Vista, whenever you remember, that's an off-campus community just right adjacent to the school. But the university police help out. You know, they work as one with the sheriff's department here. And because of the amount of investigators they need and the paperwork mounds of everything, including video surveillance cameras that they have to go through, so they're asking for extra resources. And the University of California, Irvine, and
yes.
UCLA are among the universities that have contributed officers.
That's
and they're
right.
out here in big numbers.
Nicely
yeah,
done.
Yeah, I saw those UCLA cars when I was there a couple of days ago, and I had to do a double take. I kind of forgot what city I was in, John.
Yeah, well, John Palmateri.
I saw you here, and I thought I was kind of forgot what city I was in.
Yeah, well, that'll happen on any given day. John Palmateri, thanks for that. There's been so much going on. I have a feeling we're going to be talking to you again soon. He's the king of Santa Barbara, KEYT TV reporter, John Palmateri. Thank you, my friend.
All right, you guys. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks, you too. Hey, I love the Scripps National Spelling Bee. The finals are on ESPN tonight from 5 to 12. 12 finalists go head-to-head spelling words you and I have never heard of. It's pure drama. And if you think I'm just being facetious, I challenge you to watch it tonight. You will not be able to pull away. There's so much drama. Anyway, 14-year-old Timothy Lau goes to Cali Mayor Middle School in Torrance, and he made it all the way to the semifinals this morning. I was watching him on TV during the morning program, and we want to see how he did. So joining us now is the principal of the school, David Mosley. David, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, Phil. How you doing?
Doing great. You must be very proud of Timothy.
Very excited and very I'm overwhelmed with pride.
All right, so ESPN2 was broadcasting this, and they stopped and switched to something else at 10. I suspect things were still going on. They were down to about 31 or 32 kids. Timothy was still there. Tell me, did he make it to the finals?
Unfortunately, he did not make it.
Oh.
No.
Crushed as well.
Oh.
But he did an outstanding job and just an amazing accomplishment. A very great young man.
Do we know what word tripped him
yeah.
up? Let me give this thing a
Let's
shot.
Let's see if any one of us can
spell
it.
That'll be the first question I ask him, though, when he gets back.
Yeah, that's right, because once they stop telecasting, it's hard to tell because the website doesn't update everything necessarily. But were you guys huddled around the TV this morning in the office watching?
Yeah, we were actually huddled around the computer watching it on the web.
Tell me a little bit about Timothy, what kind of a student he is. He must be a straight
yeah.
ace, huh?
A good one.
He is an outstanding student. You know, in Torrance here, he has the opportunity to take some advanced classes over at the high school. But he's just a great all-around student. He takes, you know, just a regular home ec class as an elective. And, you know, he's just an all-around great kid. PE is his favorite class.
That's great.
He's just a great all-around kid. Just
did he receive some special training or encouragement or other support from any specific teachers at your school as he was prepping for this?
You know what? Everybody has been behind him the whole way. As soon as he won the school spelling bee and got the chance to go to the county, everybody from, you know, the PTA, just the community and parents and all of the students were just extremely excited about it and just promoted him and helped him along all along the way. I mean, I couldn't really pinpoint one person. It was pretty much a collaborative effort of everybody.
Yeah, but he's sure when they do the spelling bee, it sure makes it front of mind how much we've come to rely on spell check these days, doesn't it?
That was one of the things I thought to him, too. I'm like, I wouldn't have made it to even the semifinals as he did.
That's great.
Now, he can go back next year. What's the age cutoff? Is it 16?
I think it is 16, yep.
All right. Do you have an idea that he's in this for the long haul? Because a lot of times the rookies go 2-3 years before they're real contenders.
Yeah, he got excited about the spelling bee when he was about 6 years old, and he said it's always been a dream of his to continue to go back and continue to strive to win it. And I think, you know, he'll be a person who's very driven and dedicated to it. His parents are great, Janice and Dave. They really support him as well on that. Everybody's behind him on that.
And he was L.A. County's hope. We haven't won yet, but maybe next year. So
You know, there's always a chance for it next year, like you said, you know, just like the Kings.
All right.
Good one.
Oh, you see, he knows. Okay, he was just needling there.
I was messing with you, Phil.
He was needling.
Yeah. Atta boy.
Ducks, I'm well aware.
All right, is it Cali or Calle?
It's Cali.
All right.
Cali.
Yeah.
Now, is there going to be some sort of, like, parade or some sort of get-together at the school?
Actually, we're doing a board meeting, a special board meeting down at Torrance at the City Hall at the Chamber of Commerce on June 2nd at about 6:45.
All right, very good.
How cool.
Honor him.
And we honor him by talking to you today, and we thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Hey, thank you, Phil. Appreciate the opportunity.
Okay.
Have a great day.
You too. Principal of Cali Mayor Middle School in Torrance. That's David Mosley. All right. So we...
It took a good shot across the bow.
He did.
Huh?
Timothy is into the sports, and he probably likes his sports drinks, Chris. And you've uncovered one of the most unusual sports drinks ever. Tell us what it is.
Out of Japan, they have a sports drink that they're creating called Vam Power. V-A-A-M Power. And it's made from the spit of the Japanese giant hornet.
What?
What? Wait a minute.
Hey,
why?
Can you put that in your chicken there, Jen? How's that?
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Probably tastes better with sriracha. The Japanese giant hornet is a bright orange radioactive-looking bug. It's as big as an adult's thumb. It's got a 3-inch wingspan. The thing is gnarly-looking. It's responsible for 40 deaths per year, but it releases...
Wow.
When it eats, it releases, chews up the muscle tissue, turns it into a creamy, pasty fluid that apparently enhances its ability to fly very far.
And it does the same thing for humans?
If you mix it with electrolytes,
somehow
it could.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
So there's some studies behind it that say that it can increase endurance and, of course, weight loss. So another option is just release the hornets
That's
behind
That's later in the program.
Eat this pen and you can drop weight. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, is somebody holding your iPhone hostage? Don't laugh. It's happening all over the place, and our tech guy will explain when we return on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends here on KFWB News Talk 980. Thanks for tuning in to the program here on KFWB News Talk 980. It's As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends. Tell your friends. We'll have more friends. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? I'm Phil Hewlett. Jennifer Bjorklund is here. Jay Capadonia is here. Chris Martin is here as well. And we're talking tech now. And our tech guy, Jeremy Antacuni, is on the phone. Jeremy, nice to talk to you again, buddy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing good. All right. So we have you in your little cone of tech right now, and we want to ask about something that's out there. People are their iPhones are being held hostage. How does that work?
Yeah, well, this is the first time we've seen something like this actually getting mainstream coverage. But what appears to be happening is someone has been able to compromise someone's iPhone accounts. And what they're using is the tool that we would typically use if we actually lost our iPhone, which is called Find My iPhone, which allows you to lock your phone or to remotely wipe it so that if you did leave your phone in a public place and you couldn't get it back, you could wipe it and get your information off of it. Someone seems like they've been able to get a hold of some user's passwords, are logging in, and essentially are locking people's phones and preventing them from accessing it, and basically saying, hey, if you want your phone unlocked, send me $100 to a random email address.
So, and they're sending the phones some sort of message, right? I think I saw a blip on the news where you'll get this text message that says, hey, I'm so-and-so, I have control of your phone. And then how do they, if they turn your phone off, how does that work?
So basically what you can do is there's a few different options. When you log in to try to find your phone, you can simply locate it and see where it physically is. You can send a message to it so that you can try to locate it, and it and actually will play a sound so that you can figure out where it is if you've lost it in a particular room. Or you can lock the phone so that if you know that you left it in the public place and you want to prevent anybody from accessing it, you can lock it and put a password in. Or you can go the nuclear option and wipe it completely. So if the phone is still on the network, it will erase all of the programs and settings so that whoever does have the phone can access your personal information. So what this guy is apparently doing is just simply changing the passcode, sending the message and saying, hey, if you want me to unlock your phone, send me $100.
Yeah, well, and people are probably paying it because they don't know what to do.
I'm sure they are.
You're in the tech world, and I've asked this question multiple times, and I haven't got a straight answer. Why are hackers such jerks?
That is a great question. I think that this is probably just their nature, and you'll see that grammar is also one of their strong suits, and it comes in all caps. You need to watch out for it.
Oh my gosh! All right. Well, while we're talking about language, it seems to me that Skype is going to make it possible for this program here to start doing interviews with local folks in outer Wangumbia, and we don't speak Wangumbian. and they don't speak English, but Skype somehow will make us be able to communicate. How does that work exactly?
How cool would that be? Real-time voice translation on Skype, which of course is used by so many millions of people out there. It's almost a universal tool for voice communications on the internet. So if they roll this out like they are claiming to, this is going to be pretty cool stuff. So this is called Skype Translator, and they're going to be rolling it out later this year. Of course, they're going to reserve the beta for Windows users, but they're saying that they will be rolling it out for all Skype users. But essentially, it will allow you to have a real-time conversation with somebody that speaks another language. The only thing that I hope that they fix before this goes live is they're using just one of those horribly awful, you know, machine voices. And so it doesn't sound very natural. It sounds very robotic. So if there's one thing to hope they improve on is, the tone of the computer voice that they're using.
The other thing they're going to have to address is one of the main applications for this is that finally the grandchildren will be able to call grandma overseas and understand what she's saying because she speaks the homeland language and they speak the English and they haven't bothered to learn how to speak her language. But grandma's not going to know how to use Skype in almost every case, so they've got to address that.
Yeah, I think that once they get some of these things sorted out, it's a great tool, works really, really well for, you know, most phone calls, whether, you know, it's somebody across the country or around the world. It's a great tool. So if they add this translation functionality, I think that'll be pretty awesome stuff.
All right, back to Apple now. And I guess one of the biggest headlines is the headline behind the headline is that Apple actually spent some money.
They did, the most they've ever spent for an acquisition. And so this wasn't a terribly big surprise because it has been talked and leaked into the media a couple weeks ago. So it wasn't a big surprise to see this. But Apple has confirmed they're spending about $3 billion to buy Beats. Now, if you don't know what Beats are a company that makes headphones. And then they've also, you know, recently moved into music streaming, which I think is probably, you know, a really relevant point for Apple right now as they are seeing their iTunes music sales declining. People are buying less music and starting to listen to services like radio, Spotify, Pandora. And so people are switching how they're consuming their music. And I think that Apple recognized this and, of course, saw that Beats Music would be a great way for them to jump in and start offering that kind of service in addition to what they're already doing with the iTunes radio.
And you know what? Throughout the years, Apple has done a good job, a great job. Let's not understate it. More or less tying fashion to technology, and Beats certainly is a fashionable brand, especially with the kids these days.
With them, the young whippersnappers. You know, I've had a pair of Beats since they first came out. They actually were great. You know, the sound quality was good. The noise canceling was good. So I used them for the functionality. Didn't quite see them as the status symbol, but, they've got those flashy ones and all kinds of cool colors, and maybe that's just maybe I'm getting old.
Yeah, no, you never. You're forever young because you're surrounded with tech and you're in the cone of tech right now. And we thank you for tuning in, for checking in once again. Jeremy Antecuni, we'll talk to you next week with more tech news.
See you then.
All right, there you go. Wow, see, I love that. Don't you love those?
Sounds like he was broadcasting from a zoo. Did you hear his bird?
Yeah.
The aviary, at least, yeah. You know what I worry about with that Skype Translate thing is, have you ever put something into Google Translate that has some sort of, you know, maybe sayings or things that don't quite translate very well, and
sure,
it's just nonsense comes out the other side?
Yeah,
how
it's
are
like
they
going to
address that?
Right.
Yeah.
You're going to have to update, like, you're going to have to put in the Urban Dictionary, if you know what
right.
that is. That's what
right.
we're going to have to do.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we do have a couple of other stories here that I think are worth looking into. And I haven't been to the rodeo in a long time, Jay. Have you been to the rodeo?
I have not, but there was a guy in Georgia. They always have rodeos down there in the South, right? Guy in Georgia whips out his gun for unknown reasons, who knows, and starts popping off rounds. Apparently, the guy was pretty drunk when he did it. And you really don't want to do that with a bunch of cowboys around, because a cowboy ran by, lassoed the guy, and then hogtied him until police arrived.
Oh, now that's a viral video waiting to happen.
Yeah.
It's got to be online, right?
There's got to be some sort of cell phone video of something happening, but that has not leaked yet. All of a sudden, just this cowboy ran over and lassoed the gunman. I love that.
I do, too. And something else I love. Chris, the LAPD has something in their evidence locker that is unbelievable.
Actually, the LA County Sheriffs do. They have it in their evidence storage. And it's 840 pounds. It's green.
Yeah.
It's not the Incredible Hulk. It's 3 feet tall, and it's 180,000 carats. It's a rare emerald from Brazil called the Bahia.
Whoa. What's that worth?
It's worth $372 million, Phil.
Whoa.
That's what it's been appraised at. Actually,
what's it
some appraisers have priced
what's
it
What's it doing in
that.
The evidence locker? Doesn't it belong to somebody?
It does belong to somebody, and an L.A. County judge is going to determine who. Obviously, a lot of people are laying claim to this. They're saying, that's my emerald. That's my, you know, 140-pound emerald. One guy even said he paid $60,000 for it and had a picture with it from all the way back in 2001. But his side has been thrown out. Bummer for him. Now it looks like it's down to two possibilities. F&M Holdings and a prominent gem buyer. And the attorney for F&M, who apparently is a front runner, says that they will likely sell it if they win.
Wow.
Because it's worth how much again?
$372 million. He's not going to restrict the selling to a United States purchaser, so he's going to open it up to the world market.
Some prince in Dubai will overpay for it.
Well,
right?
I was thinking if you guys want to pull together some of our resources, make a run at it.
Hey, LeVar Burton has some money suddenly.
I've got $5 in there.
Yeah, you got to start working out so you can actually wear the thing. 800 pounds? What do you make out of that?
840 pounds.
Well, and not only that, Jen, it's still covered in soot or whatever it is that it comes in. It grows in other aggregate and other rocks, so it hasn't been chiseled out. Like, you can see the emerald inside this coal, almost like compact coal material.
Yeah, I think what you do is you put it in your pool.
Yeah, that would be cool. I would just put a chain around it and wear it directly around my neck the way it is.
Yeah, all right, Flavor Flav.
You're the only guy in here that could pull that off, I think. Oh, my gosh. All right, well, thanks for that. And so, let's see, where are we? Oh, we're going to something else next, and I promise I can tell you what it is. Yes, I can. It's not too late to wear that 840-pound emerald around your neck at the beach. It's not too late to get into bathing suit shape for summer. Imagine losing serious weight with your mind. Up next on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends, self-help guru Dr. Paul McKenna, right here on KFWB News Talk 980.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. Oh, this is going to be good right here on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends on KFWB News Talk 980. Paul McKenna, PhD, he's an international best-selling self-help author. His books have sold more than 6 million copies, translated into 32 languages. His two latest books, I believe they're two, maybe it's one book. Two books in one, I Can Make You Thin and Hypnotic Gastric Band. Dr. McKenna has appeared on Good Morning America, The Early Show, Ellen DeGeneres, Rachel Ray, Dr. Oz, but he has yet to realize the pinnacle of his broadcast career until right now, because he joins us live on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. Dr. Paul McKenna, welcome, sir.
Well, you know, I feel like those people who don't expect to win the Oscar. You know, I've got no speech prepared. So what can I say? An honor, Phil and friends. Lovely, lovely to talk to you this afternoon. Yes, it is actually, you're right, it's two books. I did a book called I Can Make You Thin about a decade ago, and the new book is called The Hypnotic Gastric Band.
Yes, I want to explore this with you because it's a fascinating concept, but you spent 2 years researching this, experimenting the process. Now, what is it? People trick their body into losing weight?
Yeah, well, you know, trick is a kind of what we would call a pejorative word. It means it's like it's deceitful. It's not really that. It's actually rebalancing the body. What happens is the book, it would take you an hour to read the book. Then you use a hypnosis CD, and the hypnosis CD puts you into a nice meditative sort of relaxation state of mind, and then I can talk to your subconscious. Now, this all happens because one of the most eminent researchers in obesity came to see me a couple of years ago, and he said, look, we've found this new procedure where you hypnotize people, you tell them they've had the band, and suddenly they can't eat anywhere near as much. And I said, oh, this all sounds very strange to me. But, you know, when Dr. Cohen tells you it's true, it must be true. So I started doing a study, and then Dr. Oz called me and said, hey, you know, we're looking to do a weight loss thing on the show. We did something with Dr. Oz, and it took on a life of its own. And what it does is it's very simple. Our brain is like a computer. So all the decisions that you make about food, how much you eat, when you eat, what you eat, take place in your brain. And they usually do it in an automatic way because we do a lot of things like that. You know, we learn as a kid how to tie our shoelaces or open a door, and then we just do it without thinking. And eating falls into that category as well. So what this does is it retrains your brain, and in particular, it retrains the signaling system, which gets messed up when you get overweight, that tells you you're full so that you feel fuller faster and you don't feel like you're missing out.
Now, people have done this and they've lost a lot of weight doing it?
100 pounds, some of them. Yeah,
100 pounds. Right.
I mean, it's swept through Europe. It's gone ballistic. And now it's coming to America.
All right, so the whole hypnotic thing. I mean, okay. I've been at home, you know, turned off the lights, and I put on Dark Side of the Moon, and I've gone into a trance.
Yeah.
But that's a little different than actually becoming hypnotized or self-hypnotizing yourself.
I mean, you know, basically, when you relax and when you allow your mind to wander and, you know, you feel that nice sort of like daydream-like quality, that's very similar to hypnosis. I mean, really, even if you didn't – by the way, you do not have to believe in hypnosis for this to work. You don't have to use willpower like you would with a diet.
You don't have to have an inclination toward you don't have to be one of those people that's easily seduced to do that.
We found that nearly everyone who used it didn't expect it to work, but because it was $10, they were prepared to give it a go.
Oh, that helps, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, of course, more money for McDonald's if it's only $10.
Yeah. Right. Here's my question, though. I'm very suggestible, and I can see myself reprogramming myself, and then the first time I see an ice cream cone or somebody says the word pizza, I'm toast. Ooh, toast.
Now, this is a great question. I'm glad you asked it. You're thinking in a diet mentality. Now, you'll find in my books there isn't a single word about food, about, you know, particular kinds of foods. And that's because all of the naturally thin people eat chocolate, chips, pizza, and cheese, but they don't gain weight. Now, somebody who's overweight will say, but they got a fast metabolism. And that is true. And the reason they have a fast metabolism is because they haven't done a terrible thing to themselves known as dieting. Because when you diet, you starve your body. The body goes into survival mode. It actually stores fat and it slows metabolism. So when you come off the diet, 70% of people who come off the diet put on more weight than before they went on it.
Yeah.
And what's happened is, over the last few decades, the reason that, say, a large part of the Western world is now suffering from obesity is because they've gone from one diet to another diet to another diet. Diets have a success rate of 9%.
That's not good.
No, it's not good, but why the doctors are up in arms now, and they hate these weight loss clubs, or some of them anyway, is because 70% of people that stop the diet then gain more weight. And you've got to remember, many of these weight loss clubs are not in the business of weight loss. They make their money from selling you this low-fat, chemical, you know, rubbish food.
Yeah, their food is disgusting,
yeah,
by the way.
That's where they make their money, yeah? So they know the statistics, and yet they continue to stay in business. I couldn't. I'd have to live with myself.
Is there any downside or anything dangerous to the hypnotic approach?
Well, that's a very good question. Now, once again, hypnosis has been accepted and used in mainstream psychology and medicine in the United States for just over 50 years now. There have been thousands of studies done, and the two things that come out of the studies overwhelmingly is that hypnosis is perfectly safe and that also it works really well for changing behaviors. If you suffer from epilepsy, I would suggest people just check with their doctor. Not because I'm concerned that it could cause a fit or anything, but I just want them to be sure.
Well, now here's a question. Now, here in America, we have a bunch of fat kids. We have an obesity epidemic with our children that is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Would this type of hypnosis, would you recommend that for a child or just, you know, take the cookies away from them?
110%. Up until the age of 7. Everything that you say with emotional intensity or said in a way that, you know, it has the power of a hypnotic suggestion affects them. So, for example, you know, those things that are said to us, you know, in those formative years are really, really important, because that's when we're building our brains and developing it. So if you, I'm not sure I would use this, I would use the other book you referred to, I Can Make You Thin, if your child had an obesity issue. However, you know, the best thing to do is always check with your physician.
Sure.
All right, so I could read your book in an hour.
Yep.
Put on the CD.
25 minutes a day for at least 5 days. And, you know, that's not a big ask, right? Yep. You know, if you think about, you know, say you go to a therapist, you know, it might be several hundred bucks. You might have to go several times, you know, or one of these clubs. You know,
Can I put it in my CD player in my car?
No.
Oh.
No, because it's very, very relaxing.
Oh.
We find deep trance and heavy machinery don't go well together.
No, okay. But you still want to go out and do some physical activity and exercise along the way.
You know, I'm glad you raised that, because you're absolutely right. Yeah, the only way to lose weight is to eat less and move your body more. Now, a lot of people, when they think about exercise, they think it means going to a gym and pumping iron, you know. And, you know, many people join a gym at the beginning of the year. They're overweight. They feel uncomfortable. They go at it too hard and they give up, usually by week three.
Right.
There's an American scientist who has researched that people that are overweight take about 4,000 steps a day. People that are naturally thin take at least 6. And now, what's that 2,000 difference? A 15-minute walk.
Yeah.
Walk a minute here, a minute there, 2 minutes there, 3 minutes there. You know, as soon as you get your step count up to around 10,000, which is basically around an hour of walking a day, you are going to increase your metabolism. Metabolism is not fixed. You can absolutely alter it.
And you can get an app that counts the steps for you on your phone, and you can do that. And it's simple as heck. Paul McKenna, PhD, we've learned so much. And Hypnotic Gastric Band is the name of your new book. It sounds fascinating, and I could certainly go for a trance right about now.
All right, well, look, great talking to you. God bless.
Thank you. Same to you. Yep. There he goes. Wow, how about that? Some interesting stuff right there.
I love it.
We learn something every day, don't we? Hey, quick feel-good story. A food truck in Minnesota. What is it, Jay?
Food truck in Minnesota is not selling you food. Instead, they're taking in food. And what they do is they deliver it to the homeless around the area. So far, since it started in the beginning of the year, 5,700 pounds of food has been delivered to hungry individuals. And their goal is to hit 50,000 by October.
I love it. Hey, and we love your comments. Send us your feedback. Email us, feedback@philhewlettandfriends.com. On Twitter, we're @AsWeSeeItShow. Thanks to our executive producer, Mike Stark, associate producer, Nick Wright. Our music, composed and performed by Russ Monson. For Jennifer, Jay, Chris, I'm Phil. Can't wait to talk to you next time when we call it As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.